Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Little Fauci the Fraud. Senator Rand Paul, a friend of mine, grilled Fauci the Fraud yet again in front of a Senate committee. And unlike Trey Gowdy, you guys remember him, we used to love watching Trey Gowdy give him heck and then do nothing. Senator Paul wants and will get and is getting results. He wants Fauci fired. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Look, if you like the show, tell some other people. If you don't like the show, stop listening. But if you do like it, share it. 2022 is our year, folks. I can't do it myself, but I can do it with you. Share the show. Let people know that they're going to get not only some, you know, chuckles here and there, but they're going to get some good insights that they will get nowhere else. We're running this promo called Rush is Back and He's Black. I hope you'll get a couple of these stickers. Put them out on, you know, gas station little thingies or whatever. Put them wherever you want. But let people know there's somebody out there who's stepping up as a voice of freedom. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Man, I bet you like millions of Americans and myself, you want Fauci fired too. And Senator Rand Paul is single-handedly putting this little fake on the hot seat. How long before all the world knows that Fauci is a fraud? I've called him this for the better part of a year. It's been more longer than that, because when I saw him look at Trump during a press conference, and I wrote about it at the time, this is in 2020, I said, this dude is a fake. He's a fraud. He wants to be president. And right now, he's serving as de facto president. This little troll has controlled Americans for far too long. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to know you people out there listening to my program to know this is what you think. And I'm going to make you a bet. Soon, anybody connected with Fauci is going to have a stench that they can't remove. I want to play the first part of this Rand Paul conversation with Fauci. You probably heard it, but I want to give you my opinion about it, because it's more the observations. It's not what you hear. It's how you can sense what's going on with Fauci. Anyway, here's the first part.
Central planning, whether it be of the economy or of science, is risky because of the fallibility of the planner. It would not be so catastrophic if the planner were simply one physician in Peoria. Then the mistakes would only affect that physician's patients, the people who chose that position. But when the planner is a government official, like yourself, who rules by mandate, the errors are compounded and become much more harmful. A planner who believes he is the science leads to an arrogance that justifies, in his mind, using government resources to smear and to destroy the reputations of other scientists who disagree with him. In an email exchange with Dr. Collins, you conspire, and I quote here directly from the email, to create a quick and devastating published takedown of three prominent epidemiologists from Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford. Apparently, there's a lot of fringe epidemiologists at Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford. And you quote in the email that they were from Dr. Collins, and you agree that they are fringe. And immediately there's this takedown effort. A published takedown, though, you know, doesn't exactly conjure up the image of a dispassionate scientist. Instead of engaging them on the merits, you and Dr. Collins sought to smear them as fringe and take them down. And not in journals, in lay press. This is not only antithetical to the scientific method, it's the epitome of cheap politics, and it's reprehensible, Dr. Fauci. Do you really think it's appropriate to use your $420,000 salary to attack scientists that disagree with you?
The email you're referring to was an email of Dr. Collins to me. If you look at the email
that you responded to and hurried up and said, I can do it, we got something in Wired magazine.
No, I think in usual fashion, Senator, you are distorting everything about me.
Did you ever object to Dr. Collins' characterization of them as fringe? Did you write back to Dr. Collins and say, no, they're not fringe, they're esteemed scientists, and it would be beneath me
I did not do that.
You responded to him that you would do it, and you immediately got an article in Wired, and you sent it back to him and said, hey, look, I've got him, I nailed him in Wired of all scientific publications.
That's not what went on. There you go again.
That
you just do the same thing every hearing.
That was your response.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know if you caught it, but Fauci said something very, very important at the very beginning when he was making his rebuttal to Senator Paul. And let me help you. I want to explain how Kevin Jackson's mind works. He says, what you're referring to is Dr. Collins' email to me. Now, what he's trying to do is deflect. He's saying, no, I wasn't proposing that. He sent that to me. Now, see, if Senator Paul, trust me, I'm happy that he did what he did. But what Senator Paul should have come back with is, well, let me ask you this, Dr. Fauci, given that that is completely antithetical to the scientific method and would be a cheap political stunt, why did he feel comfortable enough to send that email to you, the head of all of this? How could he possibly feel a level of comfort to say, you know what, I'm just going to send this to Dr. Fauci and see what happens? You know why he did it? I'm going to play Columbo. You know why he did it? He did it because he knew that you would be amenable to it, that it would be along the lines of getting him a Pulitzer Prize or a Nobel Peace Prize or an Emmy or something. It would get him accolades. Let me ask you, would you do, as a scientist, would you send something so unscientific and so politically motivated to the head of your department if that guy were an honorable person? Yeah. See, that's why you're here. For me to inspire new thought for you. That's what Rand Paul should have come back with. Now, trust me, he goes on and he does some other stuff, and we're going to get to it in the second segment because I'm going to run out of time here. But he's exposing Fauci as a fraud. And what's funny is, if you're listening to Fauci, by the way, he takes his mask off and he does all the theater, and he's noticeably uncomfortable. He sent that to me, and then Rand Paul says, yeah, but what was your response back? Which is a secondary good response for the thing, but his better response would have been, why would he send that to you? Why would he have that level of comfort with you that he would do something that completely violates anything that has to do with science? And then, as Rand Paul said, why wouldn't you reject it? Why wouldn't you say, hey, you can't be talking about your esteemed colleagues that way? We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Let it slip, talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I certainly won't take credit for this. I'm only a cog in the wheel. A little cog, but a necessary cog. You see, just like your muscles work, where you need those little bitty muscles firing before you get to the big biceps and the big quads and all this other stuff, I'm one of those little bitty muscles. It's necessary for that muscle to fire so you don't pull the big muscle. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Gestapo vaxxers story is unwinding. I don't call them vaxxers. I call them Gestapo vaxxers. I want them to understand who they are. They represent Nazi Germany, and they're Hitlerian to the highest degree, and that's not hyperbole. That is a fact. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. I'm going to give out the website again for the newbies, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Hope you like what you're hearing, but if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. That's just the way it works. You're here, so I'm presuming somebody told you about us and you like us, and you're going to stick around. But we're not as much as I love entertaining people, I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to make you think so you will wake up and fight for your country. The Gestapo vaxxers, here's what they told us. The Wu flu, it didn't originate in Wuhan, China. That was the first lie. Beginning of the fake news narrative. Then the next thing was, don't say China. Don't call it the China virus. Don't call it Wuhan. Don't call it the Kung flu. You know, don't call it Wu flu, blah, blah, blah. That was the next lie. Then the plot, fear and the fake infection rates. Everybody's getting it. Everybody's going to die. Oh, my Lord. Lord, tell your people. Tell everybody. Paul Revere, let them know. We're in this mass communications era where we can watch and see everything that's going on. And we can watch people drop like flies. And we're not watching people drop like flies. I dare you to go back, look at any of the stats. I have openly said, give me your expert. Bring Dr. Fauci on this program. I will destroy that little clown. So anyway, they set the plot, fear and fake infection rates. And then we went into quarantine, which was another lie. We didn't need to quarantine. You can't quarantine from a virus. Somebody's going to catch it and get it to you. It's like the common cold, which is what we're dealing with now with Omicron. I'm sorry, Deltacron. I'm sorry, Fluorocron. Fluocron, or whatever it's called. Then we went flip-flopping on the guidance. You don't need to wear a mask. Yeah, you do need to wear a mask. Stay 6 feet away. No, it's only 4 feet. You know, whatever. All the guidance. It was amazing. This is where, so we couldn't believe anything. The CDC was flip. You ever see a fish out of water? I have. I grew up in the country. I fished every day. And I watched Fauci and Biden. Did we play the clip the other day by, if you get the shot, you won't get the disease. You won't get the virus. A bunch of them. If you get the shot, you're not going to get the virus.
If you get the shot, you're not going to get the virus. If you get the shot, you're not going to get the virus.
Whatever. And then you get the shot and they go, well, it's not even effective against the virus. You need boosters. What do you think they're going to be telling you next? I already took you down that path. So the scamdemic became follow the money. Infection rates and death rates. I gave you information on India, Africa, China, the world. How can a little country of 330-something million people be responsible for a quarter of the world's... We're 4% of the world's population and we're like 20% of the world's Wu flu cases and deaths. How is that even possible? We're the most civilized of all the countries, the best medical system in the world, the most money, and just like our education system, the more money we seem to throw at it, the worse it gets. Then we were told, existing medications like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they don't even work. They're not supposed to work. Well, Project Veritas, I don't know if you guys saw this, they uncovered the big lie. The military already knew that this worked. We'll get to that, more of that in just a bit. Well, let's cover that real quick. Because I'm going down these litany of lies, but leaked military documents. A damning section of this report supports of ivermectin as a Wu flu treatment. Here's what it says. Ivermectin, identified as curative in April 2020, works, pay attention people, I'm about to preach, works throughout all phases of illness because it both inhibits viral replication and modulates the immune response. It works. Fauci knew it worked. Everybody in government knew it worked. And you know what these clowns did? They gave people remdesivir, which is creating all kinds of problems. And then they said, we got to vaccinate everybody because it's such a dangerous virus. That's what they did. Lying scumbags and skanks. That's what they are. So, these hydroxychloroquine, Trump is trying to get people to drink Clorox. The media, look, if you haven't seen it, if you aren't really in tune with it, there's no conspiracy. The only conspiracy here is that the government is doing stuff against you. That, I mean, that's the fact is they are part of a big conspiracy. There's no question about this. If you're a free-thinking individual, you have to ask yourself, how could a government spend $6 trillion on something that was easily curable and we knew it? Here's the report from April of 2020. That is the beginning of this stupid virus for the most part. Let me go on with this Wu Flu recap for you. The vaccines and the timelines. How quickly they developed them, right? And how quickly they got emergency use authorization so they could start, wait for it, people, experimentation on you. Yep, experimentation. No discussion, by the way, of natural and herd immunity. Have you heard anything about it? They're talking about mandates. As anybody said, we study people that have had the disease. They are not getting the variants. They're fine. Let's remove them from the population. Why would they not do that? Because hundreds of millions of us have already gotten it. It would defeat the purpose. So, if you haven't figured it out, the New World Order and the eugenicists are effectively trying to kill us. So we got Rand Paul who's calling it out. He says there's a central planner who wants to rule by mandate. And you know who it is? It's you, Fauci. He says you believe you are the science. You have the arrogance to believe that what you say is what goes. When there is proof, this man knows nothing. He says, and because other scientists, people who are legitimately looking for solutions to this, say stuff, you want to smear them. And you do it with arrogance. You wanted a quick and devastating takedown of Harvard and Oxford and Stanford University scientists. He says, I'm certainly sure that they're considered fringe. And he says, what you did was antithetical to the scientific method. It was cheap politics. Fauci worked with a doctor to smear real experts. I'm going to leave it there. We'll be back close to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, and we're on track. We're on track to roll out a website next week where you can order free tests, shipped to your home.
President Biden's comments at the White House on Thursday while discussing the coronavirus pandemic, the president said in December that the tests would be going out at the beginning of January. The president continues by defending the administration's vaccine mandate on large companies.
Because we fully vaccinated nearly 210 million Americans, the majority of the country is safe from severe COVID-19 consequences.
President Biden making a trip to Capitol Hill to meet with Democrats to advance a voting rights bill. The trip comes less than 2 hours after Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema affirmed her support for the Senate filibuster. USA Radio News. The teen accused of murdering four classmates at a high school in Michigan 2 months ago will appear in court again after entering another plea on Wednesday.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Cruise lines will no longer have to follow CDC guidelines starting this weekend. The CDC's guidance for vessels operating in the United States waters will expire on Saturday, at which point the guidelines will become optional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So your desire to take
You're
down people...
incorrect, as usual, Senator. You are incorrect almost everything you
well,
said.
Well, no, you deny. You deny, but the emails tell the truth of this.
No.
This wasn't the only time. Your desire to take down those who disagree with you didn't stop with Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford. You conspired with Peter Daszak, who you communicated with privately, and other members of the scientific community that wrote opinion pieces for Nature. Five of them signed a paper for Nature, an opinion piece. 17 signed a paper that called it conspiracy theory, the idea that the virus could have originated in the lab. Do you think words like conspiracy theory should be in a scientific paper?
Senator, I never used that word when I was referring to it. You're distorting virtually everything.
Did you communicate with the five scientists who wrote the opinion piece in Nature where they were describing, oh, there's no way this could
that
have come from the lab?
That was not me. What
did
I
you
did,
talk with any of those
see,
scientists
but
privately?
You keep distorting the truth.
Did you talk to any of the scientists privately?
Yes.
Who wrote the opinion? You did.
Well,
what were they telling you privately?
Well, let me explain. You know, you're going back to that original discussion when I brought together a group of people to look at every possibility with an open mind. So not only are you distorting it.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who distorts nothing and completely turns nothing around. I just bring it to you full frontal, baby. Glad you guys are here. I love that Rand Paul gets under Fauci's skin. And what he's essentially saying, that Rand Paul is saying, look, he had five scientists that called it a conspiracy theory. Did you talk to him? I did, but you're distorting it. Okay, then how is it that those five scientists all came to the same conclusion and all got published? And there's no repercussions, but if you say anything against you, then you get doxxed, you lose your job, you lose all your accreditations and credentials and whatever else. That's what Rand Paul is saying. He's saying everybody that you talk to or that you touch suddenly has the same view as you. Is there not anybody in the scientific community, Dr. Fauci, who differs from you? And, oh, by the way, the scientists at Harvard, Oxford and Stanford are not fringe. They are actually great virologists and epidemiologists who know what they're talking about, and they have the highest of credentials, and you're trying to destroy them. And Fauci's like, you're distorting, you're doing, you're doing exactly what you always do. He's all defensive. He could have said, well, yeah, I did meet with those guys, but it wasn't to, you know, take it from somebody who was the king of defense. When I grew up, oh my gosh, You know, I'm just telling you right now, I look back on it and go, how did you ever have a relationship or anything? And it wasn't I was a bad guy. It's just that everything was defended. It was never listen to the question and actually give an answer. You say, well, I could see how you'd feel that way, Senator Paul. But I assure you, in my other correspondence, you'll find out I was more than fair. I wanted them to come to their own conclusions. He's not doing it. He's not responding. And so this is a you're mischaracterizing and what's that word he loves to use? I forget. Oh, God. I love this word, too. When he's talking about, oh, if efficacious, it's not being very efficacious. Oh, man. Gotta love when Senator Paul's grilling this little clown. Here's the rest of that clip.
You were completely turning it around. As
most
you
of the scientists
do.
That came to you privately, did they come to you privately and say, no way, this came from the lab? Or was their initial impression, Dr. Gary and others that were involved, was their initial impression actually that it looked very suspicious for a virus that came from a lab?
Senator, we are here at a committee to look at a virus now that has killed almost 900,000 people. And the purpose of the committee was to try and get things out, how we can help to get the American public. And you keep coming back to personal attacks on me that have absolutely no relevance to reality.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over a response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think lockdowns were good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
So you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Welcome back. I love this. I love this. So see, here's what's happening. Fauci is trying to appeal to, I'm just here to do my job to solve a problem. We got 900,000, almost 900,000 people have died. And Rand Paul says, yeah, on your watch. On your watch. More people have died since they got rid of Trump and his bad way of doing it. And on your watch, more people are dying. How you doing? How would you rate yourself? And Fauci's very defensive about it. You're attacking me personally. Yeah, because you put yourself out there. You are the guy. You are the central figure in all of this. From the time he started undermining President Trump to the time that he got on the vax wagon, the Nazi Gestapo vax wagon. That's what it is. That's not hyperbole. That's not me trying to get you guys to go, ooh, Kevin said something incendiary. No, I'm telling you exactly what's going on. Let me tell you what, Hitler would look at what's going on right now and say, boy, I didn't realize I could have pushed the envelope even further. That's what these leftists are doing. And anything less is a distortion of reality. And I'm not saying it so you can spread the show or whatever. That's what I think. That's what I believe many of you think. And Rand Paul's grilling this clown because Fauci's talking about the number of people who've died in the middle, folks, in the midst of all of the revelations about this fraudulent scam. That the CDC director comes out and says only a quarter of those deaths are actually COVID only, Wu flu only. So of the whatever the number is, if it's 800,000, let's call it a million for easy math. Only 250,000, if a million people had died, actually died of this disease over an almost 2-year period. So what do you think? Nothing these people do works. And when something isn't going right, and they continue to do it. When you continue to watch something being done wrong, you have to ask yourself, is this what they want? Because it certainly seems that way. It seems like they want things to continue down this path. There is no logical reason to shut down an economy and then complain about this economy being shut down. To complain about supply chain issues when people can't go to work, they can't manufacture, they can't produce. To complain about inflation because if you don't have the products, guess what? The supply and demand happens. You don't have enough supply, so the demand goes up, prices go up, and inflation goes up. And instead of rationalizing and saying, wait a minute, this isn't good for the how the economy should operate, there should be an equilibrium of goods and services that keeps prices at a good price point where people can make decent money for their products, etc. That's what you should be doing. But these people are bragging because they're forcing prices up due to shortages. Squeezing a balloon and trying to make you believe that, oh, you're getting a lot more balloon over here. Look at this. They're crushing this economy. They're crushing the little guy. They're crushing the little business. And you know who's benefiting? All their big boys. Big pharma. Look, if we knew, and we do know, because it's been proven now, that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine if it was definitive, if somebody came, which it is for me, by the way. But I'm saying if the world goes, wait a minute, ivermectin worked? And we spent $6 trillion shipping pharmaceuticals that are killing people all around the world, mandating that people get shots? What would be the reaction? So if you believe that, and I do, how can you not be outraged if somebody wants you to stick a needle in your arm for nothing? For being well. For the idea that you're going to protect somebody. What next? You know what, Kevin? Black people have a propensity for higher crime. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock you up for the safety of other citizens. Because black people, well, let's just say it. You have committed a lot of crimes in your demographic, in your gender group. Well, huh. Maybe I'm not going to commit any crime. Thank you very much, Minority Report. I use that movie reference to explain to you that there came a time in society, according to Hollywood, where they had what was called pre-crime, and they could lock you up because of what somebody theorized you could do. Well, where are we? We're right in the midst of Minority Report and Galaga and every other movie where science and some group of elitists is determining winners and losers. And if you can call it conspiracy all you want. It's beyond conspiracy to me. I know it's happening. There's no question in my mind. The only question is, what are we going to do about it? If we come back, we're going to play the last of this Fauci exchange between Rand Paul and Iowa.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fauci is in trouble, as he should be. He's in the crosshairs of the world, put there by Senator Rand Paul. Fauci wanted to be the front man. He volunteered. He stuck his hand up. President Trump gave him way too much leeway. He should have fired him. I said this early before. When Fauci interrupted him during a press conference and says, no, what he just said is wrong, he should have been fired immediately. But the cabal was in. The fix was in. And we see the results. The big coup that happened, that's what it was. The big cheat is what I call it. The coup of President Trump.
So Fauci got his wish. He's the front man. And now Senator Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, is calling Fauci out. And he's saying, you are trying to ruin people who have reputations built on great work and that have the pedigree of Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford. And he's called him out. And here's the third part of this, because we got there's a lot more to talk about with DARPA, which is Department of Defense project that Fauci was on for chain of function, where Rand Paul had accused him of promoting that, which is illegal, and he did it. But I want to continue with this, because Rand Paul has Fauci so afraid. And here's the last part of that exchange, and we're going to go into it for this segment before we move on.
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of, in a monolithic way, telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive.
Take a look at everything that I said.
Be done by mandate.
Right.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Right. So, again, Madam Chair, I would like just a couple of minutes, because this happens all the time. You personally attack me, and with absolutely not a shred of evidence of anything you say. So I would like to make something clear to the committee. He's doing this for political reasons. What you need to do is, he said in front of this committee.
You think your takedown of prominent epidemiologist was not political?
You don't want me
to
finish, because you know what I'm going to say.
That was the question.
Senator,
were you political in taking down these three
point,
prominent epidemiologists?
Senator Paul, if you would please, I'm going to allow Dr. Fauci to respond. We have a number of senators who would like to ask questions, and I would like him to be able to respond. Please do.
So the last time we had a committee, or the time before, he was accusing me of being responsible for the death of 4 to 5 million people, which is really irresponsible. And I say, why is he doing that? There are two reasons why that's really bad. The first is, it distracts from what we're all trying to do here today, is get our arms around the epidemic and the pandemic that we're dealing with, not something imaginary. Number two, what happens when he gets out and accuses me of things that are completely untrue is that all of a sudden that kindles the crazies out there, and I have life that threats upon my life, harassment of my family and my children with obscene phone calls because people are lying about me. Now, you know, I guess you could say, well, that's the way it goes. I can take the hit. Well, it makes a difference. Because, as some of you may know, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, on December 21st, a person was arrested who was on their way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., at a speed stop in Iowa. And the police asked him where he was going, and he was going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. And they found in his car an AR-15 and multiple magazines of ammunition, because he thinks that maybe I'm killing people. So I ask myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website, and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20, $100. So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain. So the
you
only
have
thing
politically
that,
attacked
that
your
can,
colleagues and in a politically reputable
the
way
only thing that I can
their reputations.
Okay,
you won't defend it.
No,
you won't argue it.
I'm
You'll
sorry,
just simply turn around the attack.
Continue this hearing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I love this exchange, because Fauci is now trying to protect himself, and he has no idea, because he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. But he has no idea. He's putting himself into a trap. I only went with the CDC guidelines. He says if we get masked, get boosted, get vaccinated. He was vaccinated last because he understands that vaccinations don't help. And then Rand Paul says, yeah, but you did it by mandate. Your infallible opinion had to be dictated by law. And then Fauci comes back and says, well, you said I killed 4 to 5 million people. Love that he said that. Because what Rand Paul is saying is, you're a Dr. Mengele. You're a Nazi. You're no better than Dr. Mengele with what you've done. And Fauci wants to come back and say, you know, no, this was a real pandemic. It was an epidemic. And he's trying to distract you. We're trying to get our arms around this so-called epidemic. And oh, by the way, anybody that detracts, what does Fauci say? They're crazies. He says Rand Paul is ginning up the crazies. And then he goes on to tell this story about a guy who wanted to kill him. He was driving, and he got stopped at a routine checkpoint. It was just by accident, folks, that I'm not dead. I wanted to follow this story. Go with me for just a second. So a guy from Iowa is going to go to D.C. And he gets stopped at a checkpoint. And the police say, Why? I mean, I don't even know what the checkpoint's for. Is it for illegal immigrants? Doubtful. The checkpoint, was it set up to protect Fauci? Was it a drug sting? Was he stopped for speeding? Anyway, guy's at a checkpoint, and the officer says, hey, well, where are you headed? And this guy goes, oh, well, I'm headed to D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. Now, I want to just ask you a very simple question. I don't know how smart or stupid this particular person was, but why would he tell him that? I'm going to play Columbo. Why would he reveal what he's doing? What do you think I'm doing? I'm going from Iowa to D.C. I've had a cop say to me, why are you in such a hurry? I've never had one to say, where are you headed? Now, maybe if I was dealing drugs, he might ask me, but if I was headed to D.C., and let's say for the sake of discussion, I was headed to D.C. to do some, you know, for nefarious reasons, I would just say, I'm headed to D.C. Wouldn't that be enough to satisfy the curiosity of the highway patrol person? Where are you headed today? I'm headed to D.C. Oh, well, you were speeding, Mr. Jackson. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't finish. I'm headed to D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci.
Oh, I better do I better check and see what you got in your car.
See, it's a lie. I don't know whether a guy was stopped, but I'm gonna give you a scenario. Democrats say, here's what I want you to do, Kevin. In order for us to complete this narrative, I need you to drive from Iowa to D.C. While on your way, you will be stopped by highway patrol. He's going to ask you, where are you going? And instead of answering normally, I'm headed to D.C., we want you to reply to the highway patrol that you're headed to D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. He's going to search your car. You're going to have not a rifle, not a weapon, an AR-15. And then we're going to give Dr. Fauci a reason to go after Senator Paul. But listen, when it's all said and done, you're going to get arraigned, etc. Charges are going to get dropped, and that'll be the end of it. Anybody think that could happen? Because I'm going to tell you something. The story Fauci told is a lie. And I like that Rand Paul didn't let him finish. He says, whatever, I'm dismissing your BS. And I'm glad that we didn't play the final part of the clip where he goes, I'd like another minute to respond, and the person cheering goes, oh, listen, we've had enough. Because you know what? They had enough. Everybody realizes every number Fauci gives, every reason that he gives for protecting the public, this is all about his wrapping his arms around this scamdemic and making sure that nobody else dies, is a blatant, bold-faced lie. We all know it. And you should be happy that there's people out there like Rand Paul who are willing to put this guy online. See, the scientific community, they're afraid to death of Fauci. They won't do it. It takes somebody at the level of a senator to call this little clown out. And notice Fauci refers back to, every time I come here, this guy is doing it. You're right. And every time you come here, he will do it. I got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.